Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chaf Dalet Chulin 24. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the minimum age and the maximum age when a Kohen and a Levi were permitted or obligated to serve in the temple, and also the age where they could start, and also the age where they had to retire from their service. In that context, the Gemara cites a Braisa on 24b, which also tells us the appropriate age for a person to be able to assume a leadership role in the community. And says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Nitmale Zikano, and this is a Tosefta which also appears in Chagiga, that once a person's beard is full, then Ra'oi La'asot Shliach Tzibur V'Leireid Lifnei Ateva V'Lisa Es Kapav. And at that moment, once their beard is full, that is the moment where it's appropriate for them to be a what is called a Shliach Tzibur, which literally means somebody who serves the community. And Rashi says that means serves all communal needs. With koa shofar, says Rashi, to blow the shofar, linados, to excommunicate people, and also limnos parnes, to be almost like the council member or a member of the council of the community, the lay leader of the community. That's only once they have a full beard. Now, what does it mean to have a full beard? So it doesn't mean that their beard needs to be completely full. It means that they no longer look like a youth. And what this means, according to Yamshel Shlomo, is that they have hairs on both sides of their cheeks. And indeed, that is the position that Yamshel Shlomo finds in earlier sources. So too, the Beis Yosef writes that, generally speaking, when it says this phrase, as Nitmale Zikano, that his beard is full, sometimes it's a euphemism for the lower beard, meaning the genitalia area. However, in this case, the Beis Yosef says that here we're referring to the upper beard, although there is one opposition, the 14th century Provençal work called the Kolbo, that does say we're referring to the lower beard and is speaking in a euphemistic language. And so it's at that point, once his beard is full, that he could serve as the agent of the community, and also he could be the chazan, the person who leads the prayers, and also if he's a Kohen, that is when he does the Birkat Kohanim. This idea that only once his beard is full, he's able to do that. He's able to be a community leader. And prior to that, Maimonides says that he shouldn't do it. Even if this youth is very wise, he still should not be leading the congregation. And says the Rambam in Laws of Prayer, Chapter 8, Law 11, that the reason is because it's not honor for the community. It's not kavod l'tzibur to have a young child doing this. And indeed, that's how Nachmani learns as well, that the reason is because kavod hatzibur. So the Beis Yosef says that if that's the case, if the whole reason is because kavod hatzibur, so that there should be honor for the community, that according to this, if the community wants to waive their honor, waive their dignity, to say we want to appoint this younger person to be our leader, that they would have the right. That's what the Beis Yosef says. However, according to the Rush, the Beis Yosef says that would not be acceptable. The community cannot do it. And indeed, the Bach and the Taz write that the community is not allowed to waive their rights, and they must be strict here in this area, because it's not that it's something that vis-a-vis any specific communal member. It's about what is the appropriate way for a community to have a leader. And so therefore, the community does not have the right, according to the Bach and the Taz, to waive this category called Kavod HaTzibur. The Meiri also writes that this idea that a person is too young if their beard is not full, that only applies if the person is under the age of 20. But once they reach 20, then even if they have no beard, they're able to be the leader. And so therefore, it's as though their beard is full. And indeed, that is what the Yamshel Shlomo says. And the proof for this is because we find that the service in the temple with the Kohanim began at the age of 20. And we don't say that the Kohanim is less holy than this being the parnes for the community or the Shalich Tzibur in another category. So clearly, if the Kohen could serve even without a beard, then the age of 20 seems to be the age where it's appropriate, even if the person does not have the beard. And so Then we look at the idea that also is not appropriate for this person to be le'reid of ne'ateva. Le'reid of ne'ateva is to go down before the ark, and the reason is because the prayers were done from a low point and not from the high point in the Jewish tradition, but it's done from the lower point in the Jewish tradition. And this idea that the person is not supposed to be the leader is also a question. Does it mean that he can't be the leader at all, or does it mean he can't be a leader on a regular basis? So the Tosfos asked the question, because we learn in the Gemara Megillah 24a that a minor is not able to be a leader at all. So that implies that if he's no longer a minor, but rather his genitalia has hair on it, so that would imply that the person is able to be considered the leader for the community and the chazan for the prayers. And so this seems to be a contradiction between that source of Megillah and our source here. So the way Tosfos dovetails the two texts is to write that once a person has genitalia hair, then we say at that point they're capable to be the chazan for the community. However, to be the fixed chazan, to be the permanent chazan, or to go to be the chazan on a special holy day, like a fast day or special holy day, that the person cannot do until their beard is full. And that follows the Gemara in Tainus 15a, where it states in the Mishnah that a person can only go before the ark if they are zakein v'ragil. And so therefore, unless they are older and therefore, in this context, even though a child is technically, once they reach the age of 13, capable of being the chazan, that's only when it's not a holy day or a special day or a fixed state.